As we come to the end of our Easter octave that continues into the season, I think it is fruitful to reflect on some words from Monsignor Lorenzo Albacete. He said, "We cannot proceed from the perspective of a battle that has not already been won. All our cultural activities, whatever form, shape, topic they take, should have as a point of departure our own conviction, our own certainty that the cultural battle, if I may put it that way, has already been won by Christ. If this is in any way, shape, or form true, and again, we are in the midst of a season which claims its truth everywhere, then what are we afraid of? We are not engaged in any cultural battle because that battle has been won. All we have to do is give witness to that victory. But we cannot give convincing witness unless we experience the reality of that victory within our own lives and heart. Otherwise, it is just words. The real struggle begins in the heart. And so we must ask ourselves the question, am I prepared to say before the evidence of my own heart that this is true, that Christ has indeed conquered, that the new life he has made possible, totally unimaginable and unforeseen, is a reality, that I can have certain access to it, that it doesn't depend on my moods or emotions, but that they are objective moments in space and time called the sacraments in which I come into contact with this new way of life, new way of thinking, new way of making judgments, new experiences of what is real, that it is not left to my intellectual efforts or capacities, but that it is pointed out to me in a simple baptism by the Church, that every Mass in every sacrament is like the sign at the house of Mary in Nazareth that as the well-known proclamation of the Gospel, the Word became flesh. But in that place, there's one little word added to it that's different. Here. Here the Word became flesh. Here. As we celebrate an Easter time unlike any, at least in the recent memory of the Church, there's obviously been times in the past where the resurrection was celebrated in secret, in hiding, in silence, in homes, but not now. But now, do we live with that kind of conviction? Has this octave been one where we have been truly alive to the new promise that comes through Christ, the one that is offered in the new covenant of his blood? Or has it been a time like others, a time where we focused on our own desires, our own conditions, our own selves, rather than following the example of the Lord who is obedient not only to death, death on a cross, but through death unto the resurrection and life that the Father willed for the Son, a life that also we are invited by him to share? If Easter hasn't changed us, raised us up, when we are locked in our own tombs, sealed in the doubts of our own minds, then when will we allow the Lord to break us out of our complacency, our self-regard, our refusal to accept the reality of the risen Lord, not just as a historical fact, but as the only thing which matters to us? In that alone is it to truly live, to be raised up by the Father, to allow the whole of ourselves as a Christian to be a great proclamation that Thomas first said, "My Lord and my God."